2 million people are expected to flee Venezuela's crisis this year, and many of them are leaving on foot. The mass migration is putting a strain on Venezuela's neighbors. Near the Colombian-Venezuelan border, reporter Teresa Cotzerillas introduces us to one woman who stepped in to help.
Marta Duque lives in a white brick house in Pamplona, Colombia, a sleepy college town in the mountains. It's a cold Friday night, and when she opens her front gate, at least 100 Venezuelan migrants are waiting for her outside. A volunteer ushers families with young children into Duque's house. I came here with my mom, says a six-year-old boy sitting on Duque's steps. I'm going to Bogota, says the girl next to him. Inside, Duque is walking in a brisk loop between each room in her house, showing people where to sleep. This is where the littlest children sleep, Duque says, the babies and their mothers. Women with young children file into a room lined with Disney blankets and padded floor mats. A volunteer comes in with a platter of ham and cheese sandwiches. Raquel Sandeno claims a mat with her three children. Her daughters are 11 and 9. Her son is 10 months old. She used to work at a school in Carabobo, Venezuela, and I ask her why she left. Because we were almost dying of hunger, she says. Her family walked the whole way here, Sandeno says. It took all day. Thousands of Venezuelans like Sandeno cross into Colombia every day. Many hope to find work in cities like Bogota or Lima, hundreds of miles away from here. So, if they can't afford a bus ticket, they walk, usually for days, sometimes with small children. Their main route takes them through Colombia's mountains and right past Duque's house. Duque's responded to this by converting her home into one of the only local migrant shelters in the area. According to an unofficial log she keeps, she says she helps 300 to 500 migrants a day. I started doing this like any normal person would, Duque says, when I saw people in front of my house in the cold and rain. The migrants' climb through the mountains is dangerous. One of the mountain passes is 10,000 feet above sea level, and a lot of migrants make the trip in flip-flops or Crocs.
La gente se destruye los pies caminando.
They destroy their feet walking, Duque says. She says she's massaged children's numb feet with hot water and soap and warmed up migrants with hair dryers when she thought they were getting hypothermic.
Me impacta mucho las mujeres embarazadas avanzando.
The ones who really stick with me are the pregnant women who make this trip when they're 8, sometimes 9 months along, Duque says. After walking all day, sometimes they arrive at my house already dilated. They're in pain, but they tell me they want to keep going. Colombia's welcomed Venezuela's migrants. Over 1.4 million have already settled here. But the government's also resisted building shelters or refugee camps for them. Duque doesn't receive any government support for her work. She's cobbled together funding from international aid organizations. Some of her neighbors support what she's doing. Others complain.
A mí me han hecho varios intentos de cerrarme.
They've tried to shut me down a couple times, Duque says. Anti-Venezuelan attitudes are on the rise in Colombia. In 2018, Pamplona's mayor briefly closed Duque's shelter in response to a community petition. Duque successfully reversed that decision with the help of local activists and sympathetic press coverage. Duque's been a community activist for decades, and migrants' rights is personal for her. That's because Duque's a former migrant herself. When Colombia was in the throes of a bloody civil war decades ago, Venezuela was the country people migrated to back then. Thousands of Colombian domestic workers cooked and cleaned for Venezuelan families. And when Duque was 12, her father sent her to work in Venezuela.
Caracas era el otro lado del mundo para mí.
Caracas was the other side of the world for me, she says. She was hired by a wealthy family, but they never paid her. She says they told her she was still paying off her debt from her trip across the border. When she threatened to leave, they said they'd turn her into the police. Duque says this dragged on for 2 years.
Entonces, de ahí pues, yo empecé a sentir...
That's how I came to believe that the most important thing to any human being is freedom, she says. After Duque shows the young mothers and children to their rooms, she and a volunteer stand on her front stoop with a platter of sandwiches. it's time to feed everyone else.
Mire, por favor, escúchenme.
All right, she shouts, listen, everyone get in line. You can faintly hear a group of mothers singing to their children from inside. A police officer once told me, do you think anyone will thank you for this? Duque says, I don't expect anything from people. I never did any of this to be given something back. She walks back inside to check on her kitchen. Tomorrow, she'll do this all again. For The World, Teresa Cotsarillas, Pamplona, Colombia.
Teresa's reporting was supported by the International Women's Media Foundation.